Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon, Ray Foley in and on. JP's around here somewhere.
Right here, hiya.
Oh, jeez, there you are.
Yeah.
Could you do me a favour and always sit in the same seat? That'd be great. If you should always sit in the same seat, that'd
I
be great.
I just zig, I zag. I duck and weave.
When I say zig, he says zag. He's ducking and diving, guys. He's never in the same place twice. Never, you'll never catch him in the same place twice. I was changing his phone number as well, as wild. Let's introduce our guest. Well, actually, have you gone to pick him up? You were supposed to collect him at the train station. JP was supposed to go and collect him at the train station. I was supposed to turn all the lights on. I was supposed to turn on the electric blanket for him.
Mm.
JP was to pick him up at the train station.
Jesus, great to get him back.
And I've got the immersion on. And I've got his towels inside in the hot press. And he's driving on his way over now. He's looking out the window. And he can see the house lit up in the distance. Do you know why? Because the mother has every feckin' light on in the house in the ESB ad.
Cheaper electricity back then.
Back then, I'm sure. It was a different world. It was a different world.
Pre-Ukraine.
Before Ukraine.
Yeah, that's it.
Not only is, by the way, for those of you that got that reference, you won a prize. Aside from being in the 1988 ESB ad, he's been on our televisions every bloody morning for the last 500 years as the longest serving member of the team on Ireland AM. He's done 30 years of the panto, 25 years producing it, and this year he's starring once again in Beauty and the Beast, a Sammy and Buffy adventure. JP, would you go and collect him at the train station? Just go and get him at the train station and bring him back. And tell him I've got the electric blanket on. It's the one and only Alan Hughes is after arriving in the door. Get in there and sit down. How are you, Alan?
Brings back memories.
How much do you get for that? How much do you get paid for that?
Do you know what? They never bought me out, so every time they had to replay it, I got more money. And then years later, when Electric Ireland became Electric Ireland, they wanted to show it again as a nostalgia thing, and they had to give me a right
you got
load
paid.
Of money.
Right, so none of that was the answer, which was, how much did you get paid for?
A good bit of money.
Well,
yes.
Wow. That's when there was money in ads.
That's when there was money in ads, because I used to do even extra work years ago. Yeah. And like, you'd come home with 120, 130 pounds a day.
Wow. And then that's like the mid, late 80s?
Yeah.
That was like, 88, you know, it says.
Yeah, so it would be like 120, 130 quid a day. And like, if you were on a set for 5-6 days, like, it was a lot of money.
Great
back
money.
Then.
How old were you?
Money.
What age were you?
Oh, child.
Yeah, you were a child.
No, 18, 19, 20. Like, yeah. I did it for years. I was on everything, Remington Steel, like everything that worked, that was in the Irish RM, all that stuff. Because I was the shop steward for Equity.
Right. So I was going to say, were you a member at Equity?
Yeah,
member?
Like, yeah, so you were, I was so. The shop steward. So I'd get them all on the bus every morning, check off the names, get them all onto the bus, get them to the set, and then be there and then sort of have little parts myself.
How old were you when you got into it then? Because like, that's getting on screen and getting on camera, getting an Equity card, Jesus. Like,
yeah,
you must
about
be young.
17.
Right, when you very first started.
Yeah, 17. But see, I was a train announcer in Houston Station.
Go on, give us the announcement. We're going
to 7:30. I was trained to Cork. It's now departing from platform number 2. The train will stop at Kildare, Thurles, Templemore, and Cork.
That's a fine beginning in showbiz.
I'm telling you.
But like, did you have to? You had to do all that live.
Of course, you're making the train announcements.
But like
that wasn't pre-recorded back then.
No, the train's departing now from platform number 2, or the train will depart in 5 minutes, or the train is delayed. And there used to be a glass thing where people would be coming up to you irate because the train's late.
Do you do requests? Can you play Mr. Brightside?
Will you play Dusty Springfield again?
Go on, stick on again. Actually, there he is. Oh, look at his cheroot.
More money for Alan.
Look, every time he plays
anymore.
It, he gets
not
another
anymore.
Check. Watch out. You know what? They should bring it back. ESB or Electric Ireland should
bring it back. Yeah.
And give you some more work for it. So my kid wants to get into driving. He's 10 and he's like, I want to be in films, I want to be in drama, I want to be in acting and that kind of thing. So you were saying you were only 17, was that like, do you mean on screen or performing
well,
at all?
Well, 17, I joined Equity in the panel that was called back then. So it was the panel of going on extra work and stuff like that. And I was doing that for about 10 years. I've done everything. I've dressed up as a Bord Gáis bear handing out leaflets at traffic lights. Like, when you think...
Versatile is the word. Yeah. I'll do Alan brackets... He'll do anything.
I'll do anything for money, Hughes.
But it has worked for it. Like, man, it has totally worked. Like I was saying about my kid, though, and the world has changed. That, like, you see, particularly with all of these massive productions shooting in Ireland.
Oh,
like,
yes.
The likes of,
yeah.
I don't know, the Wednesday, where we met Tim Burton, but, like, Wednesday and all of the like, Vikings and all these things, that kids... Irish kids have more opportunities to get into these huge productions now.
Well, they have, and there's loads of things happening, but it's also like about Panto. I love the thing about Panto is that it's probably children's first experience of a live theatre. You know, they're on their computers, their tablets, but to get in to see a live show is like, you just look into the audience and their eyes and they're taking it all in. Yeah. And that's what I love, because it's hard to hope that then they'll leave there wanting to do more of that. And I just think live entertainment is amazing. And if you want to get involved more, or you should go more. And I love the fact that then kids are introduced to this. And like magical stories, like everybody loves Beauty and the Beast, and all the kids just get so involved in it. Like, we've got kids get dressed up and everything coming.
That's amazing.
The little girls would be in their bell dresses and all that. And I love it. It's fantastic.
It's interesting you say that, because kids these days, they do only have the experience of maybe the odd, you know, once every few years, they might go to something like Disney or something. And there might be the parade, maybe into like the Paddy's Day parade. Yeah. But then aside from that, like, it's all online. It's all online.
Or going to the cinema or whatever, where you don't
see
it.
It's all on the screen.
Actually, and what we do in the stadium is that we bring the cast off the stage. Because the stadium allows you to do it, you're not, like, in a theatre where you're stuck in your seat. So we get the kids, encourage them to get up and dance and come up to the front of the stage and do all that. So they're dancing in front of the stage, and our dancers and characters come through the audience for a good bit of the show. So it's very interactive. And that really, you should see the kids then. Like, if you've the princess coming down off the stage or Belle and walking by, the little girls are literally going,
they'd be blown away.
You know, blown away by it then. Or like if you've Garçon, Johnny Ward, who plays Garçon, like he'll strut in and strut up to a mammy and stuff like that. And then our Buffy, our dame, literally picks on the daddies all the time and goes down, and you should see the daddy squirming.
Don't come near me, God, don't come near me, literally, as
Rob Murphy, who plays Buffy, is walking towards them, you see them turning their head and
looking
talking
at,
to their
very
child,
busy.
Looking very busy, like, you know, don't come near me. And then, of course, if you do that, she's straight over to you, how are you, daddy?
that experience, though, and you mentioned all the performers, but of course you're a performer yourself, and you know, Panto is the kind of thing that, like, you need to be able to improvise. You need to be able to just take it as it goes.
Totally.
Yeah?
I mean, and we do. And myself and Rob have a great relationship as Buffy and Sammy. And that's what we do, because, like, I'd forget a line. Buffy'd forget a line. Somebody would shout up something, like, and kids do that. They'll shout up, like, you know,
right.
Like they sort of get a thing. The prince and princess might be kissing and your little lad shouting, get a room. You know, this type of stuff. So you might be thrown by that then. And so we play along with that. In Panto, you can't pretend that hasn't happened, or something fell off, or a bit of set fell down. Yeah. You don't pretend that hasn't happened. You make the most of it. And the audience love that. And we've always done that. The audience love the participation. Like last year, Buffy's wig fell off.
Right. Oh, God.
And you just went with it. And of course, you didn't try and pretend. It didn't happen. Stick it back on. Buffy's there laughing. The audience are in hysterics. And you just carry on then. And I just think that that's the sort of the little niche that we have. It's not like, oh, the show starts there and does that. If something happens, we go with it. It's like your show here.
This is all carefully scripted. This is very carefully. I beg your pardon.
Operation,
I will not be besmirched. Did your husband Carl write this year's
one? He did. He wrote it and I read it.
Well, it helps then that you can work with the script, or you can improvise a bit of the script when you're sleeping with the writer. Do you know what I mean?
He's listening now.
He's slept your way to the top, is what this is.
He was giving me notes as I was coming in.
And the notes have gone in the bin, Carl. It's all coming out now. The sorted secrets.
Mention we were in the Tivoli. Mention it was the Cheerios Bando. Mention I was down. I just said to him, feck off.
Tickets on sale now, Carl. That's the bottom line. Tickets on sale now. Panto.ie is the website.
Yeah, oh my God.
I tell you what, Panto.ie, I want to come back and have more chats with you about telly and that kind of thing. I wanted to mention, because you do a long run of this, don't you? And you take time off the telly to do it.
I'll keep doing Ireland EM during rehearsals. Rehearsals start next week. We do an intensive 2 weeks and then I'll come off Ireland EM while the show. You couldn't possibly do it because we do two shows a day. We do a school show and an evening show, or else a matinee and an evening show. So you just could not do Ireland EM.
So how many weeks of shows are you doing then?
Four.
4 weeks from
10th of December to the 5th of January.
Wow, that is some stretch.
And it is. But do you know what? We love it and we sort of say it's our Panto family. And everybody just loves it and everybody's getting... We just have that great vibe and great fun. And I think it's like on telly, or like you two here. Uh-huh. If you're having the fun, the audience are having the fun. And we have great fun. And that comes off the stage and it bounces off the stage with us. And that's what keeps you going. At my age, I need something to get me going.
It must be nice, though, to go back to, like you say, your Panto family, because that pair that you're on with in the morning are honestly... So you're what, Alan? You're like mid to late 60s now, is it? Is it vitamin D? Is it B12 shots? Is it what it is? Or
no? Remember, I told you what I got into my face.
Botox. Oh, a trout semen, was it?
Yes, yeah. Trout sperm.
Wow, trout sperm. Alan was saying he was extolling the virtues of the trout sperm. He said, "Ray, you've got to get some trout sperm in you."
Do you massage it in, or is it injected?
It's an injection, but when I told Catherine Leidner, our baker, Catherine from Modlibs, she said, "Did it smell?"
one would imagine it would be fairly fishy. Yeah. I mean, and apparently this is a thing, by the way, just to clarify, for those of you listening, going, what are they on about? It's a cosmetic thing.
Yes, it's cosmetic.
For the eyes.
Yes, eye area, and generally to make you try and look a bit younger.
A little bit younger, because have you ever seen an old-looking trout? Fair point, you can take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Billy says, "Love Alan Hughes. Going to the Panto on the 28th of December. Can't wait for the laughs." Billy.
Thank you, Billy.
Brian says, "I watched the 1991 Joseph Locke film, Hear My Song, and Alan Hughes popped up as an extra in it."
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. How
much did you get for that?
I can't remember that now. I've been literally in every film that was made in Ireland around that time.
You mentioned Remington Steele.
Yeah, Remington Steele.
I didn't know that was made in Ireland.
There was two episodes made here.
Oh, it's an Irish-themed episode.
Yes. Come over like Murder, She Wrote and all that, the Irish episodes. So they come over for like a one-off type of thing.
Did you ever get into Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah, Angela Lansbury, yeah. And we actually, then I interviewed Angela Lansbury and brought Carl along, and he was such a fan.
Yeah, same.
And he was literally... And he just kept talking about the old movies she did with Judy Garland and all that. So he was made up about that. And she was yapping away to him. And I said, "Sorry, I'm here to do the interview."
Yeah, I'm the one to do the interview. That chats with my husband. Yeah. That's amazing. Apparently she was a legend. Like, she lived in Cork, of course. Yeah, she was
But
lovely.
She's fabulous. But everywhere she went, and there was a couple of people I've seen this, there was a light on the ground lighting her from below.
Really?
For every interview. Kim Cattrall was the same when I interviewed her. She asked me would I put a white tablecloth on my lap so it would reflect
light
the
up
light
under her chin.
Onto her.
That's a great idea.
I'm sitting there with a white tablecloth on me, and Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City is sitting opposite me with a light shining on my lap to reflect her, because they didn't have the proper lighting.
To light from below. And is that what Tommy Bow does?
Using lights from below here.
Is that what Tommy Bow does?
Tommy Bow doesn't need it, but Mirren does.
Shut your mouth. Tommy Bow doesn't need it. Mirren definitely does. She needs a few lights under there, I'd say. I tell you what, lights down there aren't going to do it, love. I tell you what, you can put the bat signal down there. It's not going to do anything for you.
Will you stop it? You're going to get me into trouble.
Tell her to come in. Tell her she won't come in. She's still thick. Water under the bridge. Come in. Tell her to come in. Everyone loves Alan Hughes in the text.
I was just thinking, so Beauty and the Beast is running from the 10th of December to the 5th of January, which is great news for Panto fans, but possibly even better news for Ray Foley fans and Ray Foley's bank balance, because it means Alan's off the telly. So there's a vacancy.
Who's filling in?
Who's filling in?
I'm not filling in. Karen gets the fill-ins.
Does she? But Karen never wants to do. She's too busy with her kids.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that old story? That old chestnut. Karen Koster is filling in, yeah. Karen, I tell you what, the Panto audiences of Ireland love that 4 weeks. There's one person in the country that loves it even more. Karen Bloody Coster, because she gets the cha-ching. She gets all that moolah for that few weeks. Yeah, Karen's going to be filling. I didn't even get the phone call.
You did.
Devastated. The question I do have for you, though, like, what? How many? Because I saw your big celebration. Was it like 20, 25 years? You're on it.
Like on Ireland, yeah. 25 years in September. Yeah, I was 25 years on the, like, the original member still left, still standing, last man standing. So I started 25 years ago with Amanda Byram and, of course, Mark Cagney.
That was the three of you, the original three of us,
yeah.
Right.
And then Mark left 20, or Mark did 20 years.
Yeah, and you were glad to see the back of him.
No.
Yeah, you could finally step up. Yeah. And then it was very toxic then for a while with Tommy when he came in, wasn't it? I've heard the story. I can tell this. I know you don't want to say it, Alan, but I can tell the story.
Spill the tea, yeah.
Well, Maureen caused a lot of problems as well.
She's known for that, though.
Yeah, she's known. Sure, I can tell you stories. Yeah. The stories I can tell you. what I actually wanted to ask you was...
Go on.
Who among all of the presenters, and you can't say Mark Cagney, among all of the presenters that you've worked with on Ireland AM down through the years, because there have been so many of them.
God, there has been a few.
Yeah.
Claire Byrne, Maura Duran, line them up. Anyone in broadcasting in Ireland has sat on that sofa.
Yeah. So who did you hate the most? I'm joking. It's clearly me. It's clearly me.
I was going to say this fellow comes in odd time.
Yeah,
Amanda Fillin.
Yeah,
the fill-in. Yeah,
Johnny Fillins. He'll do. I'm literally the. He'll do any shift. He will. No, the serious question is what is your coping mechanism? How do you manage those ridiculously? Because it is the middle of the night when you're getting up, particularly in this weather, like in the dark.
I think you know yourself. We have fun. It's like I was saying about Panto. If you're having fun, and we have fun every morning, you see it on the show when you're there yourself. The three of us laugh every day. There's not one single day that we would not have laughed leaving that studio because myself, Maureen and Tommy get on so well. And it is brilliant. And we have the best fun. And that's why I'm still doing it. Because if people say to me, why are you still doing it? You still do it because you enjoy it. And I really do enjoy it. I love going in, love having the banter, the crack. And it is great fun.
That change, though. Like, that was a big change when they changed all around you, basically.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? You didn't know them.
No, but it invigorated me.
Really?
Because it just made it work. Because I did think it was getting a bit stale and it was getting a bit safe. And I just thought then with Tommy coming in and then Miriam coming in, it just changed the whole dynamic of it. And it worked. And everybody, even inside there, said, didn't see that working to the extent that it has worked.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
No.
I definitely didn't.
From the outset, you were against it.
Yeah, I was fully against it.
Yeah.
And you do, genuinely, you make it look so fun, even in spite of the fact that those two are so toxic. But you really do. You really do make it seem fun. So wait for that call. I'm not getting that call now.
You won't be getting that call now to stand in now.
Of course you are.
It's always welcome, darling.
My arse it is. Listen, 10th of December to the 5th of January, you're going to be doing two shows a day.
Two shows a day. And you know what? It is like, I'm not just saying it. It is, we have great fun. It's so brilliant. The stadium is made for it because kids can get up and dance. It's great fun. We encourage the daddies. We get all the daddies on the stage at the end of the show. Kids love that. And it's just great fun. And Beauty and the Beast is a classic.
Well, it all ties together. We mentioned Angela Lansbury. Of course, she was a teapot in the Disney Beauty and the Beast.
So yeah, panto.ie. And we've great family tickets for €99 as well. So you can't beat that.
Right.
So come along and see us. We'd love to see you all. And thank you for all the kind comments people sending in.
Yeah, you're an institution now. You've reached institution.
Well, 30 years doing panto. I actually don't think there's anyone else in the country who's done professional panto for 30 consecutive years. Like people say, oh, Maureen Potter and the Gays, you know. They never did 30 consecutive years of panto. Yeah. So...
Eat that, Maureen Potter.
Trout sperm is the secret.
It's trout sperm, longevity, guys. Guys, yeah. There's no need to ask him. The answer is always trout sperm. ladies and gentlemen, Alan Hughes, come in every week. Genuinely, come in between everything else you're doing.
Just keep going back.
He's going back to the National Stadium in Dublin. From the 10th of December, you get your tickets at panto.ie. Alan Hughes, everybody.
Yes.
Ray Foley on Today FM.